Welcome. This is the Tao of Creativity. To be creative, one of the most beautiful and loving blessings of life and endowed to every single one of us, no matter what our age, our background, it does not matter. Creativity is the right of all. I am going to read to you from number 42 in the Tao Te Ching. It is about creativity. About how things occur through it. The Tao begot one. One begot two. Two begot three. And three begot the 10,000 things. The 10,000 things carry yin and embrace yang. They achieve harmony by combining these forces. Men hate to be orphaned or widowed or worthless, but this is how kings and lords describe themselves. For one gains by losing and loses by gaining. What others teach, I also teach. That is, a violent man will die a violent death. This will be the essence of my teaching. That is the Tao. The Tao of Creativity. Creativity is allowing. We are not allowing people. It is allowing. It is to let. We are more forced as individuals. We feel the pressures of daily life. We don't allow for very much to come through us in the form of creativity because, first of all, we don't trust ourselves enough. And second of all, we don't know where true creativity is derived from. For us to find or to allow the Tao of creativity to come through us, we must learn the most dangerous thing in life. It is dangerous because to our insecurities it is quite threatening. It is simply to be open, to be allowing, to honor the dark and the light in us. From here, to honor the dark and the light into us, we allow creativity to have its own way within us. We do not seek to block the way of creativity. Creativity, as it is taught here in the Tao, comes from, so to speak, polar opposites. And the creative urge, or the creative essence, is found in the middle of these two polar opposites, which I'm going to explain to you right now. Creativity is allowing. Please understand. It is not getting in the way of the process of God within us, the Tao within us. It is letting. First of all, every male and every female has two sides to them, as is explained in the Tao, the yin and the yang, the male and the female. We all have male in us. This male in us is, so to speak, that forceful side of us. It is the side to us that pushes things out or gives energy to things. To strictly live by the male side creates an egocentricity in us. Many males, due to the roles that they have accepted in the world, have accepted only the male side to them. Therefore, they find their creativity not having the gentleness or maybe the finesse or the grace that it could have. When we are overindulgent in the male energy, we find that we have great problems. Willfulness, egotism, personal power problems. We begin to take this beautiful energy of the male in us and, well, distort it into egotistical problems, creating a great deal of self-destructiveness. We also have the feminine in us. And the feminine is the gentleness of us, the allowing part of us. If we allow only the feminine, though, in us, we become wishy-washy. We find that we cannot move. We cannot make decisions. We cannot allow. We find ourselves not a reed in the wind that is bending, but a broken tree. We do not find the suppleness that is necessary. There must be a perfect blending of the male and the female in us. The male, which is exerting itself, and the female, which at the same time in us is allowing, is a gentleness within us, is allowing the most sensitive and beautiful aspects of life to come through us, while the male part of us simply allows that to come through, putting it out into our life, into our thoughts, into our attitudes. The true activity of creativity is to both be a leader and a follower, to be a giver and to be a receiver. It is to be a part of the light and the dark. This whole process is very subtle. And yet, we can be aware of it at any given moment in our life if we truly wish to be aware of it. And it will occur through meditation and deep spiritual insight. Lao Tzu, in his beautiful teaching, number 42 in the Tao, which I have just read to you, says to us, "For one gains by losing, and loses by gaining." This is exactly the creative process. The gain is the male. By what? Losing the female, and loses by gaining. Lose what? Lose your concept of what is and is not, of what should and should not, what is good and what is bad. Don't be concerned about your concept about what should be and what should not be in this life, or what you feel is good and what you feel is bad. All things are just as they are. Ours is not to look at things and go, well, this was a good thing and should be allowed, and this was a bad thing and should not be allowed. A part of the creativity of life is destruction. For out of destruction comes newness. We have a beautiful forest where many animals, beautiful foliage, live. All of a sudden, a lightning storm arises, and the lightning creates a natural fire. Many people would call this a disaster, and yet, in the fire of this beautiful forest, though much is destroyed, there are certain seeds that are vital to the forest that can only come alive due to intense heat from the fire. In a way, it's a clearing effect. In a way, it is new growth. The Tao allows us to understand, not to move against experiences and call them bad, but to seek to understand each experience and its place, its origin in us. When we are no longer fighting life, we find within ourselves a creativity. When we are no longer taking sides in life, we find a creativity. You see, the danger of our living comes when we are only one-sided. When we become only one-sided. I heard a story once. A king went into his garden, and he found wilted and dying trees and shrubs and flowers. The oak tree said it was dying because it could not be tall like the pine tree. Turning to the pine, he found it drooping, because it was unable to bear grapes like the vine. And the vine was dying because it could not blossom like a rose. Then he found one plant called heart's ease, blooming as fresh as ever. And upon inquiry, he asked, "How is it that you grow so beautifully?" He received this reply, "Well, I took it for granted," said Heart Ease, "that when you planted me, that's what you wanted, heart's ease. If you had desired an oak, a vine, or a rose, you would have planted them. So I thought, since I can do nothing but be what I am, I shall try to be the very best of what I am and my ability." That is true creativity. It is not being one-sided. It is just allowing the nature of ourselves to occur. It is not trying to be better than an oak tree. It is not trying to be better than a vine. It is simply being ourselves. It is allowing what is to be and not being concerned about what is not. I would like to give you the Tao of Creativity, some how-tos. Work with these, my dear friend. The first is, decide if you want to be open to a greater power than yourself. You know, believe it or not, there are many people who live very much in the male energy. They live so deeply in that male energy that they don't think that there is anything greater than the egocentricity of it. This happens in women as well. Decide if you really want to be open to a power that is greater than your human self. There are many people who need to go through great pain and futility. Therefore, that pain and that futility is the, so to speak, lightning storm and fire that their forest needs to bring about the insight of greater seeds of possibility that live within us. Futility is like that. After great futility, after great fatigue, when you just can't go on any longer the way you are, that's when the greater power arises in us. Now, you don't have to go through all of that pain and suffering to get to that. You can go to that power right now, but you must decide. Are you going to want to be susceptible to the Tao within you? Can you allow your heart to have its will and its way within you, even though it is pointing to a different direction in life that is totally illogical, that is totally non-intellectual, that may seem to be, in many ways, unpractical? Again, you will hear me say this all through this series. You must listen to the still small voice that lives within you. And then you must follow it. No matter where it leads you, you and I must follow that. If your concept of what life should be and should not be is stronger than your will, so to speak, to surrender to the infinite in you, the greater in you, then, of course, none of these teachings are going to be useful to you. You will find great self-destructiveness, and there is nothing wrong with that. Self-destructiveness is a part of the process. And eventually, we find that we gain by losing. We begin by losing our sense of pride, losing our sense of prestige, losing our sense of what we think is right and wrong, good and bad. That's when we find a greater and a higher power within us. Now, you can do this through one of two ways. You can sit with me and see it now and meditate upon it. And work with it. And listen to the great teaching of the Master when he said to us, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. In essence, he was saying, I give myself over to a greater power than myself. Or you can go out into life, negate the teaching here of the Tao, and find out for yourself through all of your pushing, through all of your pulling, through all of your manipulation, that truly nothing in life ever really changes until we do. The choice is always ours. The second thing that will bring us closer to creativity, true creativity, is to drop all one-sided points of view. We have to allow. Life is multidimensional. We have to allow for death as we would allow for life. We have to allow for destruction and change as we would allow for building. We have to allow. Our one-sided points of view about what we think is good is basically based on comfort and security. That doesn't mean it's, quote, good, end quote, or bad if we lose that, end quote. It simply means life is occurring the way it needs to occur by us and through us. And everything in life happens according to the type of person we are. If you think you'd be happier being president of the world and not being a beggar, you're wrong. Because the quality of our happiness has nothing to do with whether or not we are a beggar or the president of the world. The quality of our happiness depends on the quality of our consciousness. And consciousness is creativity. It is always building, and it is in the same process, always destroying, making us an orphan or a widower. We have to allow. One gains by losing, and loses by gaining, as the Tao said. So drop all of your one-sided points of view, whatever they may be. Don't be one thing and not another. Be willing to be all things. Be willing to take yourself wherever your creativity is taking you, to be guided by it, and to trust in it in silence. The last thing. Without hesitation, follow. No matter how illogical, follow. You know, we hesitate too much. You've heard the old saying, he who hesitates is lost. Well, there is nothing more true than that. Hesitation is doubt. The heart cannot doubt. The heart simply is. Only the mind can doubt. Your mind can weigh things, and in its weighing, lose everything because it hesitates. You can hesitate into meditation. You can even hesitate into breathing and lose the very breath, and in doing so, also lose your life. Think of how many illogical things there are in this world, and if we want to take it purely on an analytical level, think how illogical your own life is. Don't hesitate to follow your heart. There comes a time in our life where we can see the futility of living by the brain is simply a pain. Living by our mind, its egotism, its self-centeredness, its seeming knowledge, causes us to hesitate, to stumble on the path of our own creativity. Don't hesitate when the opportunity for love arises. Do not hesitate when the opportunity for true forgiveness can occur. Never hesitate to be silent. Don't hesitate to follow that still small voice in you. Again, no matter how illogical or crazy it may seem. You see, creativity is not just what we do. Creativity is allowing. It allows for all things to have their place in our life. It allows for the darkness to come in as well as for the light. It allows for the male to have its way in us, guided also by the gentleness and the allowance of the female in us. It allows what we think is good as well as what we may have thought was bad, and destroys both good and bad, right and wrong, should and should nots. Destroys all of those things that we might no longer be in competition with other things in life. All of this brings us to the true art of creativity. The definition of creativity is self-acceptance. For when you have accepted yourself, you have allowed for all things to be possible in your own life. Let's take a moment for meditation. Every period within our work, our inner work, should be accompanied by meditation, the great spiritual insight of our soul. Creativity. It is found by losing first. And as you close your eyes and allow and let, I'd like you to consider the things that maybe you need to loose and let go of. Many of these things are simply conceptual. If you do not like your life the way it seems to be right now, don't fight it. Go deeper into it. Life is simply a reflection of the things that we have become. Whatever is, is. Whatever is not seemingly right now, is not. Don't fight it. Be with it. Seek to be silent in it. What do you think should or should not be? Drop that too. You don't have to compete with anyone. And whatever is occurring within our life, your life, simply is. Seek not to resent it, to be hostile towards it. Be passive. Watch and see. What is it that you are really facing? What is it that is really happening? Be silent enough to see the truth arise in you. And allow it to destroy whatever illusions you may have. This is the yin and the yang of our life, the light and the darkness of creativity. And what is good and bad? Who is to say what is good, what is bad? God is just as much in the bad as in the good, so to speak. So ours is not to resist what we think is bad and accept only what we think is good. Ours is to have an allowance, to watch, to be the observer, to understand. And in our understanding, we allow for great creativity, a deeper self-acceptance of who we are and what we are as a spiritual being. For that moment and for that love in you. That peace. Remember the Tao and its great teaching. A violent man will die a violent death. Let there be no violence in you. Let there be no hesitation in you. Allow. Allow for God, for the Tao, and follow your heart. no matter how illogical or silly it is, for your highest sense of self. Take no thought for what you shall eat or drink or put on, as the Master said. Take no thought for your life, for your Father knows of your needs even before you ask.